Today, we want to compute, we want to define a new method to compute errors and bias, which does not require analytic calculations. As you have seen in the last lectures, it is possible, of course, to compute errors and bias for functions of average values, of ratios, and in general for complex functions of several average values. But these calculations are always are only possible when the number of iterations is large, because we do a Taylor expansion for large n. So the methods we have applied before are not suitable to compute the error when the number of points is small. This is the first limitation. The second limitation is that for each observable that you have to compute a different formula, and in some cases it involves the calculations of errors and covariances, which is not easy. For the ratio, at the end we obtain an easy formula, but this is not always the case for more complex functions. So we need an easy-to-use method to compute errors and bias, and the jackknife method is exactly one of these methods which allows you to compute errors under two circumstances: the number of iterations is small and without doing analytic calculations. It's just a method that you program in the computer and always provides you a stable and correct error for your observables. So let's see how the jackknife method is implemented. In our approach, we generate n random numbers distributed according to the probability pi. We call them x1 and xn. For each of them, we compute the function. So we compute the function f of xi for each I. And then we define the jackknife averages. The jackknife averages are defined in this way. So we select one of the iterations, I, and we average f of xi on all iterations except iteration I, which means that, of course, we divide the normalization is 1 divided n minus 1, because the number of iterations that we consider is n minus 1. We have taken out one iteration, and the summation goes over all iterations j except j equal I. So j equal I is excluded. And then we use f bar I to compute ji, which is the function j of x applied to f bar I. So f bar I is the usual sample mean in which we only consider n minus 1 values. We've taken out the value corresponding to iteration I. So here there is an example for n equal 4. So there is f bar 1. F bar 1 is the average over all iteration except iteration 1. So is 1/3. There are only 3 iterations that we consider. F of x2 plus f of x3 plus f of x4. Analogously, f bar 2 is the sample mean in which iteration 2 is not considered. And as you can see, there is no x2 in f bar 2. F bar 3 is the average in which x3 is not considered. And indeed, we are only considering x1, x2, and x4. And f bar 4 is the average where we only consider x1, x2, and x3. And correspondingly, we can, of course, compute j1, j2, j3, j4, which are obtained by applying j to f bar 1, f bar 2, f bar 3, and f bar 4. Now let's compute the average of the four jackknife averages. So let's compute 1/4 of the average of the sum of f bar I. So there is 1/4. In front of everything, there is 1/3, which comes from the definitions of the f bar I. And then if you are careful enough, you realize that each f of xi appears 3 times. For instance, f of x1 appears in f bar 2, f bar 3 and f bar 4. So we get all these expressions. We get this 1/3 times 1/4, and in parentheses 3 times all the different f's. We simplify 3, and we immediately see that we get the sample mean. So the average of the jackknife averages coincides with the sample mean of f. And this result is true in general. So we define the average of the jackknife averages, mu jk, and here we do the explicit calculation. So it's 1 over n, the sum of the f bar I. Then on the first line, I replace f bar I with its definition. In the next line, I do two things. First thing, I take n minus 1 outside, which is trivial. But then I do a second simplification. We have the sum from j 1 to n, in which I is excluded. So I add fxi in the sum, and I subtract it. So I get the term in parentheses, which is the sum from j from 1 to n, unrestricted, there is no restriction in the sum, minus f of xi. Now we do two things in the term of in parentheses, and we go to the third line. The third line, the summation is replaced by n of f bar, because f bar is 1 over n, the sum. So in the third line, I've replaced the sum of from j that goes from 1 to n with n f bar. Then we include the summation in the fourth line. So in the fourth line, there is the summation is distributed over the two terms. And finally, we recognize that the sum with I that goes from 1 to n on n f bar is simply n squared of f bar, because there is no dependence of the argument from I, while the second term is nothing but n f bar. And then it's easy to see that n squared minus n simplifies with the term in front of the parenthesis, and we get f bar. So for the sample mean, the average of the jackknife averages is equivalent to f bar. Now let's compute the variance of the jackknife averages, which is called the jackknife variance. The definition is the usual one, and now we do the calculation exactly as we did for the average. So in the first line, we compute 1 over n, the sum of fi squared. So we get 1 over n, the sum over I, and then inside there is the definition squared. Then again, we have the restricted sum. So the sum over j, with j different from I, is replaced with the unrestricted sum minus f of xi. So that term again is inside the sum, and then of course is subtracted after that. Then we replace the summation, the unrestricted summation over j, with nf bar. And then we go to page 3. In the first line again, we take the square of the term that in the last line of page 2 was in parentheses. We square everything. Then we include the sum inside the parentheses so that each term gets one sum. And we recognize that the sums are, the first sum is simply n, because there is no dependence on I. And the other two sums are n times the sample mean and n times the sample mean of f squared. We put everything together, and we get the sum, the result, which is in page at line 3. So we get 1 over n minus 1 squared, the average value of f squared, plus this term in front, which is n minus 2 divided by n minus 1 squared, multiplied by the square of the sample mean. we plug this result inside sigma square. Remember that mu jk, we already proved that's simply f bar. We do the trivial calculation and we obtain that sigma square jk, here there is a jk missing. Here there is a jk missing in this formula. Sigma square jk is 1 divided by n minus 1 square. And in parentheses, there is the average value of f square minus the square of the average value of f. Know that here is sigma square jk, not sigma square jk. Now we compare this expression with sigma square, which is the error on f bar. And you see that the two expressions are essentially the same. They only differ by a factor of n minus 1. So we get that the error sigma square is n minus 1, the jackknife variance. And so we can estimate the error on the sample mean simply taking the square root of n minus 1, the jackknife variance sigma jk. So this provides you with a formula that allows you to compute the error on the sample mean from the jackknife variance. Of course, here everything is equivalent. The expressions are exactly the same, and there is no advantage in using the jackknife method whenever you simply want to compute the error on the sample mean.